live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this hump day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. That's right, it is already Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. And I must say, I'm looking to my right now. I've got all of my windows open here in my apartment, and the sun is out, the sky is blue, I hear birds chirping, the grass is green. Springtime is certainly in the air today. It just really blows that you can't go out and really enjoy it because of what we're going through, right? But at least crack your windows open. I think that's safe. I hope that is. and take in whatever you can right now, folks. But I thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your weekday afternoon again on this Wednesday, coming to you here on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM as we continue to roll along with Sports Talk Radio, despite the fact that there are no sports. But there's still some news making the daily. All right, and on today's current sports, I want to talk about some exciting news as it pertains to Mel Tucker and the Michigan State football team as they get a commit from a pretty solid player, and it's actually the first commitment of the Mel Tucker era. So whatever that means for you guys, I don't know how superstitious or symbolic you guys are out there, but, you know, the first commitment of the Mel Tucker era happens this week, and I'll tell you who the Oak Park, Michigan player is and how talented he is. All right, so you don't want to miss that. I'll tell you about that. Also, it looks as though Vegas has weighed in on just how good they expect Michigan State football to be in its first season under Mel Tucker. And I'll just say this, the expectations aren't very high. Now, this could be a good thing, though, and I'll explain, okay? Perception is everything. Expectation is everything, really, especially when you are coming into a situation like you are in Mel Tucker, first-year head coach of Michigan State football. So I'll dive into that. I'll also be telling you exactly what the leaders of both the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League had to say concerning the future of their respective seasons. As NHL commish Gary Bettman, he spoke on Tuesday, along with NBA commish Adam Silver, both speaking on where both of those sports leagues will go. Both of those sports leagues right now being postponed due to the coronavirus pandemic. So I'll give you an update on that and so much more. You guys know that you can weigh in a different way. We can't take calls during this time. We are limited there, but you can still weigh in by simply texting us at 517-355-WKAR. Again, that's 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com facebook.com/WKAR News, and you can comment right there on our Facebook page. And you can also tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or you can tweet the show at WKAR News. And I've also been opening up my email all throughout this week and starting, that actually started last week. So if you want to shoot me an email, you can also do that by emailing me, at almartin@wkar.org. Okay? But you know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. Okay, the first commitment of the Mel Tucker era at Michigan State football, as I mentioned, is in. Making it even sweeter for the new staff in East Lansing is that it's a young man out of the Detroit area. Oak Park, Michigan High running back Davion Prim, who announced his pledge to the Spartans on Tuesday evening, a day after Tucker and company offered him a scholarship for the second time. He was also a top target for Tucker, the Tucker-led staff at Colorado prior to them taking the post at Michigan State. Now, that relationship carried over as the 6 foot, 201-pound Prim chose to play for the in-state Spartans over an offer list that did include Iowa State, among several others. As a junior, Prim rushed 95 times for 1,123 yards and 10 scores. So again, Davion Prim is the player who commits to Mel Tucker and his staff, marking the first official commitment of the Mel Tucker era. More on that move in just a moment. I also want to give you guys an update. If you are a Michigan State football season ticket holder, if you renew regularly, I want to give you guys an update concerning those ticket renewals for the upcoming season. As Michigan State responding to the COVID-19 pandemic will give fans extra time to pay for 2020 football season tickets. Athletic Director Bill Beekman said in a letter dated on March 31st, this is what Beekman wrote, quote, "As we approach to May 1st, our traditional deadline for football season ticket renewals, I want to assure you that we will be flexible and will do our best to accommodate your individual needs." He goes on to write, quote, "Who are able, those who are able should complete the renewal by May 1st. If you require additional time, please renew with a deposit of $50. So remaining payments will be deferred to a later date. So Bill Beekman and MSU Athletics being a bit flexible here when it comes to payment of season ticket renewals for Michigan State football. Again, Beekman promised to refund payments for tickets for any game that is canceled or is played without fans in the stadium, which at this point, anything is on the table right now. You know, we've talked about other sports leagues out there possibly moving on and playing games without fans in the stadium just so that there are some games being played. We just don't know when it comes to the world of college football. It's so condensed in comparison to the professional sports leagues out there. So we'll see what happens there. But again, this is all being contemplated in order to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Spring football has been postponed, along with all sports practices and games at Michigan State and the rest of the Big Ten schools for the remainder of the school year. In-person classes have also been postponed on campus, and other universities, such as Ohio State, already have postponed those for summer as well. So just a different time that we're living in, and MSU football being as flexible as possible right now when it comes to season tickets. Okay, a day after landing a transfer, the Michigan State women's basketball program is losing one of its members. The program announced yesterday afternoon that Ithaca grad Kayla Bellis is departing after two seasons to continue her career at BYU. This is what Bellis had to say in a statement. Quote, "The decision I have made to transfer has possibly been one of the most difficult decisions I have had to make thus far in my life. When you are surrounded with such amazing teammates, coaches, and support staff, you grow a family that is hard to have. But through personal prayer and much thought, I have decided that this will be my new path." Again, Kayla Bellis saying those words in a statement concerning her departure from Michigan State women's basketball. Bellis, who was recruited by BYU out of high school, is a Mormon and moved from Breckenridge to Ithaca because that is where the lone Mormon church was in Gratiot County. She was a three-time All-State selection and LSJ Dream Team performer while at Ithaca before missing her final season due to an ACL tear. So wishing Kayla Bellis well on her new venture, which again will be at BYU. And I'm very curious to see how Susie Merchant and the MSU women's basketball team bounces back next year. Seeing as though this past season was a tough one, speaking of injuries, right, and ACL tears, Michigan State women's basketball, that was a team that was plagued with injuries last season. Okay, the NBA. Commissioner Adam Silver, he said on Monday night that he has told people in the NBA that there will be no way for the league to make a decision about when it can return until May 1st at the earliest, and probably not even then. So NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, he spoke with TNT's Ernie Johnson, and it actually aired on the NBA's Twitter page. Quote, "Essentially, what I've told my folks over the last week is that we should accept that at least for the month of April, we won't be in a position to make any decisions. I don't think that necessarily means that on May 1st, we will be in that position, but at least I know that, just to settle everyone down a bit." And I'm glad Adam Silver has come out and said that, because there have been so many people that have come out and said, all right, well, we may see. I mean, we talked about it on yesterday's Current Sports. We may see the NBA come back in May. They may play games at one central location and, you know, it may be closed off to the fans, but at least we'll get some NBA basketball. There may be a three-game playoff series and seven or eight regular season games to close out the year for the NBA teams out there. I mean, just so many rumors right now. The rumor mill is crazy, and Adam Silver coming out and saying this, you know, adds an official voice when it comes to dispelling what is rumor and what is fact. So I appreciate Adam Silver being transparent here and just coming out and giving us the real. So, you know, at the time the league shut down, it initially said it would be a 30-day hiatus, but it will be unquestionably far longer than that if it is able to return at all. We just don't know. The coronavirus pandemic is real, and it is affecting us and impacting lives on the daily. So we'll just have to wait and see. The LA Lakers plan to ask senior level staff to voluntarily undergo salary cuts as the league remains shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. That's according to multiple reports. A report from The Athletic classifies the request as deferments, while ESPN reports that the ask is for a 20% pay cut that mirrors the salary reductions undertaken by high-level league execs, including NBA commish Adam Silver. Now, employees being asked to take the cuts are not named in the reports. They presumably include senior-level staffers like general manager Rob Pelinka, whose salaries are protected by contracts. So, you know, we're seeing this across the league right now. And when you're reading this about, you know, the biggest franchise in the NBA being the Lakers, it really kind of puts things in perspective right now, right? Now, sources told the LA Times and ESPN that the ask will be made in an effort to avoid cuts to lower-level staffers. So trying to save jobs for the lower-level staffers who are likely at-will employees and don't have the same salary or job protection as contracted employees. So, you know, the Lakers are majority owned by the Buss Family Trust and managed by team president Jeannie Buss, the 58-year-old daughter of late majority owner Jerry Buss. The Buss Family Trust owns 66% of the team, according to ESPN. Forbes estimates that the Lakers are worth $4.4 billion with a B. $4.4 billion. Yeah, the Lakers are certainly that team, the most valuable in the association. Okay, and NHL commish Gary Bettman, he said on Tuesday that completing the 2019-2020 NHL regular season, quote, may not be possible. But one prominent player believes that would be unfair. Now, the NHL paused its season on March 12th because of the coronavirus pandemic, with players ordered to remain quarantined in their homes until at least April 15th. Bettman hoped to have more clarity on a season restart by the end of the month, but he acknowledged for the first time that finishing the full 82-game regular season might not happen. Bettman confirmed that the NHL was looking into playing games into the summer and downplayed the idea that maintaining NHL-caliber ice was an issue because of the league's modern and air-conditioned facilities. So, you know, it's really, really up in the air right now when it comes to the start of the NHL. We just don't know. Now, goalie Sergei Bobrovsky, whose Florida Panthers sit 3 points out of the last playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, does not think it would be fair for the league to jump ahead to the postseason. So he's that player who is contesting this a bit. This is what Sergei had to say. Quote, I think it's not really fair because it's still like 12 or 13 games. Lots of games left and we're right in the mix. We have the opportunity to be in there, and if they just cut it off, I don't think that it's fair. From a sports standpoint, the season is 82 games, and then the playoffs start. You just can't cut off where we are and move right into the playoffs. So that's what Sergei had to say in the conference call, and I certainly feel where he's coming from. I mean, for teams in whatever league, for teams who are on the brink of making the playoffs, who are right there in the mix, a game or two or three out of the playoffs. I mean, those remaining games certainly give you an opportunity to make something happen, make something special happen, just to get in the dance and give yourself a chance. But right now we are in some odd circumstances, Sergei, and we may have to make some adjustments. But I certainly understand where Sergei is coming from. If you are a player for one of those franchises who are in the mix, and things will be just cut off and the playoffs immediately start, that will hurt for sure. And it's not fair. It's not. But is what we're going through as a society right now really fair? Okay. And to close out things here, on Tuesday, Tiger Woods, who, as the defending champion of the Masters, would have hosted the traditional meal on Tuesday, this week, at Augusta National for past winners. He posted a photo from his dinner table, which had been downsized to his inner circle amid the coronavirus outbreak. This is what Woods captioned the photo, featuring girlfriend Erica Herman, 12-year-old daughter Sam, and 11-year-old son Charlie, both of whom he shares with his ex-wife. The foursome was also joined by the family dogs. The caption read, quote, Masters Champions Dinner, quarantine style, nothing better than being with family. Oh, that's absolutely awesome. You got to check out the photo. It will bring a smile to your face. For the dinner, the 44-year-old Woods curated a menu consisting of sushi and sashimi, in addition to steak and fajitas. I know, folks. I just made you really hungry, right? He also picked for his 2006 sit down after winning the tournament the year before. So he picked those same dishes for the 2006 dinner when he won the tournament in 2005. So that's awesome stuff. Woods got his fairy tale ending last April after stealing his first Masters win since 05, his fifth overall. He celebrated on the course with his girlfriend, Erica Herman, and his family. And that's a moment I will never forget. You guys know I'm the biggest Tiger Woods fan in the world. I remember sitting not too far from where I am right now on my living room couch watching that. A bit emotional as Woods was able to climb back to the mountaintop of golf in the Masters. All right, folks, let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll tell you about, again, this latest addition for the MSU football team and first commit of the Mel Tucker era. And we'll talk about the low expectations for Michigan State football out in Vegas. That and more. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. I hope you all are doing well on this Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. And I want to talk some MSU football right now. You know, I know spring practice isn't taking place, and just about everything is on hold. You know, normally we'd be talking about Mel Tucker in interviews with the team at the Scandalera Center. You know, talking with Tucker about how practice is coming along, how position battles are coming along. You know, we'd be talking spring football right now. But, you know, with everything that's taking place, you know, those storylines just can't happen. But, you know, looking at some news that broke this week, you know, this kind of puts a smile to your face. You know, just about like what, like 17 hours ago. We got the news that Mel Tucker, the first commitment of the Mel Tucker era, happened. It's in. And, you know, it's also encouraging that, you know, this commit is from the Detroit area. Because you are in direct competition with, of course, the school down the road, Jim Harbaugh, and the University of Michigan. And Michigan does out-recruit Michigan State on the regular. You know, I'm not breaking news in saying that. And they do well in the Detroit area. So this is encouraging that Mel Tucker is able to not only land his first commit, but that his first commit comes out of the Detroit area. And again, this is Oak Park, Michigan High. If you didn't hear me during the quick hit headliners, Oak Park High running back Davion Prim is the player who announced his pledge to the Spartans on Tuesday evening. So yesterday evening, that was a day after Tucker and company offered him a scholarship for the second time. So Tucker and his staff, you know, when it comes to targeting Prim, this isn't anything new because he also was a top target for Tucker at Colorado prior to them taking the post at Michigan State. So Tucker has had his eye on Davion Prim for a while. Now, when it comes to his talent, you know, Davion Prim, he's 6 feet, 201 pounds, and he rushed, 95 times for 1,123 yards and 10 scores. As a junior. And, you know, just reading scouting reports on Prim, you know, this actually comes from, I'll give it to you straight here, from 247 Sports national analyst Alan Treu, who says, quote, "Davion is a really good, solid back. He had some good backs in front of him at Oak Park, but still stood out to us early as his sophomore year. Having seen him in camps, I like his build, and like the way he catches the ball. I also could see him having a big senior year, as he will be one of the team's leaders and will likely get a bigger workload. So, you know, now that Prim is in the fold, you know, when it comes to Tucker and his staff moving forward, you know, that they would love to add Prim's Oak Park teammate, four-star lineman Rayshon Benny. And also, they are targeting Detroit King four-star safety Jalen Reed. And Cass Tech twins, yes, twins, in corner Kalen King and cornerback Kobe King, trending towards Penn State right now. So, you know, that's really interesting. You know, when it comes to Tucker, I think Mel Tucker realizes that, look, man, you got to win your backyard. You got to win your backyard. If you want to be competitive, you have to win this state, specifically the Detroit area, because the Detroit area has a lot of top talent, a lot of top talent, a lot of guys who are four-star guys. And if you do well in your backyard, you can do well on the football field. Simple as that. So that will be awesome if they can land. And you know, I've told you this in the last, you know, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, what I love about what Mel Tucker is doing along with the staff is that, look, man, they are going no holds bar when it comes to recruiting. They are saying to themselves, we are going to offer as much top talent as we can and just see who bites. They are not shy when it comes to offering whatever talent is out there. And I love that. I love that. You know, no knock to Coach D'Antonio and his staff at Michigan State, which was very successful. But, you know, one of the big knocks on Coach D'Antonio was that, you know, he wasn't able to land sexy talent. And part of that has to do with you not offering some of the top talent. You know, Mark D'Antonio always played it safe. He was a guy who played it safe when it came to recruiting, and many would argue when it came to, you know, at least when evaluating the back end of his Michigan State football tenure, he played it safe on the football field as well. Nothing was sexy. Everything was pretty predictable, old school football. You know, I there were times though in his career when he did take risk, and it paid off big time. You know, need I bring up Little Giants? You know, need I bring up the glory years of the Mark D'Antonio era where he was willing to take risk? But for Mel, what I love is that, look, man, if you to steal a line from Larry Lage of the Associated Press, you know, Larry Lage, a good friend in the business, actually working on getting Larry on Current Sports very soon to talk about how he's helping out sports journalists who are basically out of work with nothing to report on during this really trying time. But, you know, Larry Lage, Michigan State alum, he spoke to my sports journalism class back when I was, I think, a sophomore under Professor Sue Carter. Sue would always have these different speakers come in. Actually, Earl Robinson, my predecessor, the great Earl Robinson. That was the first time I met Earl Robinson, actually. It was when he spoke to that very class. But Larry Lage was also one of the speakers, and he said, look, man, when it comes to this business, when it comes to life, if you don't put in the order, you won't get served. If you don't put in the order, you won't get served. Meaning that if you don't take chances, if you don't at least try, you don't even give yourself a chance to be successful. You don't even give yourself the opportunity to be successful. Those who succeed and succeed big time take risk and are willing to take risk. Do those risks always pay off? Not at all. But when they do, boy, oh boy, is it sweet. And I think that Mel Tucker is adopting that same mentality. First year, coming into a situation like this where you are already behind the eight ball, the timing of your hire wasn't ideal. There was some drama centered around the hire as well. You're scrambling to put together a staff. Now the coronavirus pandemic happens and you're working from home trying to woo recruits. It's tough. And Mel Tucker is at least saying that, look, man, I know this situation isn't ideal. We got to try everything. Everything that we can. In order to make sure that we give our chance to be, you know, we give ourselves a chance to be successful. Let's offer these big time guys. If they say no, who cares? Who cares? We're probably going to get no more times than yes, to be honest, at the state of where this program is right now. But we are at least going to throw out our line into the water and see if they bite. I love it. So four-star lineman Rayshon Benny. Four-star safety Jalen Reed. Then you got Kalen King and Kobe King from Cass Tech offering those guys as well. Also, how about four-star linebacker Jamari Button? He also seems to be of interest of Mel Tucker and his staff out of Belleville, Michigan, out of Belleville High, along with his teammates, five-star defensive tackle Damon Payne and receiver Deion Burks. Five-star, folks. Tucker and his staff are interested. Casting out that hook. I love that. And then, you know, what I've been reading this morning about, you know, a young man who is certainly on the radar for many out there is five-star running back Donovan Edwards. So, yeah, and he's from West Bloomfield. And they actually, the Spartans had Edwards on campus recently. So how amazing would that be if you get Prim and Edwards? I see you, Mel. I like it. I like it a lot, man. Sound like Kirk Cousins right now. Yeah, I like that. I like that. All right. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll put a bow on today's current sports by talking about Las Vegas. We'll continue some chatter when it comes to MSU football. We'll talk about Las Vegas and how Vegas is setting the bar very low for Mel Tucker in his first year with Michigan State football. And I'll also touch on and expound upon what Adam Silver and also what NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman had to say about their respective leagues in the National Hockey League and the National Basketball Association. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. You know, before I push along here and continue our conversation on MSU football, you know, I did see this story this morning. Tom Brady, the GOAT, in my opinion, the GOAT, Mr. Six Rings, he said he went into 2019 thinking that it would be his final season with the New England Patriots, and he delved into his relationship with head coach Bill Belichick. In an interview on, today is when that interview took place, on Sirius XM's The Howard Stern Show. How about that? The great Howard Stern, the undisputed king of radio. So Brady was a guest on that show today, and he was asked about the thought that he wouldn't have had success without Belichick, who selected him in the sixth round of the 2000 draft. Again, I'm reading this from ESPN. Brady said on the program, quote, I can't say that word on the air. It's pretty bleep argument, actually, that people would say that, because, again, I can't do his job and he can't do mine. So the fact you could say, would I be successful without him? The same level of success? I don't believe I would have been, but I feel the same vice versa as well. To have him allow me to be the best I can be, so I'm grateful for that. I very much believe that he feels the same way about me because we've expressed that to each other. End quote. Again, Tom Brady on the Howard Stern show today. So Tom Brady, as many of you know by now, he is the new quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he told Stern that he did not have any resentment that Belichick didn't have him, didn't make him, I should say, a Patriot for life. There's no resentment. There's no bad feelings when it comes to Tom Brady and how he views his relationship with Bill Belichick, saying, quote, "No, absolutely not." He answered somewhat emphatically. He went on to say, quote, "No, because this is a part for me in my life to experience something very different. There are ways for me to grow and evolve in a different way that I haven't had the opportunity to do that aren't right or wrong, but just right for me. I never cared about legacy. I could give a bleep about that. I never once, when I was in high school, said, man, I can't wait for what my football legacy looks like. That's just not me. That's just not my personality." Brady went on to tell Stern, it was just time, quote, "it was just time to move on to another team." So I'll just tell you this, you know, reading that, for sure, I think Tom Brady answered it the correct way. And I do believe that he's being honest in saying that there are no ill feelings. There's no ill will when it comes to him and his relationship with Bill Belichick. But I do believe that there is a part of him that looks at his tenure in New England and looks at, you know, the run-ins that him and Bill used to get into. And there is a little something there, not so much that it ruins the relationship. They can still be cordial and respect the success that both of them had alongside one another. But, you know, I just still think about the Jimmy Garoppolo moment where Bill Belichick wanted to make Garoppolo the guy. Tom Brady goes to Robert Kraft and shuts that mess down. And for a guy like Bill Belichick, who is all about staying ahead of the game, who is all about, okay, what decision gives us the best opportunity to win? He could care less about the past and his legacy of the past, that kind of stuff, just like Brady. And he honestly felt that at the time, during that time, that Jimmy Garoppolo was maybe the best guy to put under center. And Jimmy G has had a lot of success since he has left New England under the leadership of Bill Belichick and learning under Tom Brady, right? There was something there. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're both grown men who have certainly made their stamp on the football world. There is respect there as well. And you could also hear that in those quotes from Tom Brady. But, you know, later on, I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to check that interview out with Howard Stern. I mean, you know, Tom Brady on the Howard Stern show. I mean, that's not a sports show. So it won't be your typical interview. I like that. So I'm going to check that out later on. Okay, now back to Michigan State football, because I've been teasing throughout this hour that Vegas is not really high on the program come next year. And in the past week, DraftKings, Caesars Entertainment, and Bet Online Sportsbooks, they have set over and under wins, set over under wins for college football teams this fall, if any games are even played. But DraftKings win totals set Michigan State, set the Spartans over under at just 6. However, check this. In the 7 days since they were released, it has dropped it down to 5.5. That's how DraftKings sees it right now. DraftKings, again, opened up. Opened up Michigan State football's over-under at 6. And now it's down to 5.5. You're not going to a bowl game with 5 wins. So that's good right now for 9th overall in the Big Ten. With Ohio State at 11, Penn State at 9.5, Wisconsin at 9.5, Michigan at 9. That's what the top of the class looks like. Bet Online also has Michigan State's win total set at 5.5. Bet Online released that on Tuesday. And, on Monday, Caesars Entertainment released its win totals, according to gambling site WagerTalk. Embrace yourself for this one, Spartan fans. The Spartans line is the lowest it has been for some time, at 4.5. That's the third smallest total in the conference. That's only ahead of Maryland at 3.5 and Rutgers at 2.5. Ohio State leads the way there at 11. So, you know, at first I looked at those numbers and said to myself, my gosh, that's not encouraging. I mean, wow, how far Michigan State football has fallen, especially in the perception of many. I mean, we're talking 4.5 over, under, 5.5. I mean, my goodness. But when you take into account everything that has happened in the offseason with this team, you lose the most decorated coach in program history. You have a pretty wild hiring process that culminated with landing the right guy. I really like Mel Tucker. I'm hoping that hire translates to some success. But we all can agree that, you know, I'm not coming into this first year under Mel Tucker expecting him to lead Michigan State football to the promised land. It's going to take some time. But then we don't know how Tucker and his staff, how they plan to iron out this roster. We still don't know who Michigan State's quarterback is going to be. I mean, you're losing Brian Lewerke, who, let's be real here, Brian Lewerke's MSU football career, it looked promising to start, but it took a dive as his career went on. Now, there are reasons for that. You know, I don't think in his junior season specifically, it was fair to him to give a fair evaluation, because I believe that Mark D'Antonio and his coaching staff put him in not the best position. The man was clearly hurt, and you were still putting him out there and putting the future of his football career in jeopardy. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to expound upon that anymore. But, you know, you lose Brian Lewerke. You don't know who the quarterback is going to be. You lose 2 top receivers. You lose your number one tight end and also 8 starters on defense. I mean, that's a lot to replace. That's a lot to try and replace. So I get it. I get it. Perception-wise, maybe these numbers are spot on. What do you think? Do you think these numbers, where would you set the over-under? Is 4.5 accurate? Is 5.5 accurate? Would you put it at 6 or over 6? Because right now, maybe this is spot on. You know, maybe 5 or 6 wins for MSU football. If they make a bowl game, if Mel Tucker can make a bowl game in his first season, I would look at that as a successful year. That's just me personally. You know, Mel Tucker in last season, during last year at Colorado, You know, he went 5-7 at Colorado last year. You know? And, I don't even know. It's just hard to give a quote-unquote fair evaluation in a coach's first year because there are so many variables that are at play here. You don't really have your recruits or your players. You're trying to work with what you have. And again, in regards to the Mel Tucker hire, I mean, there are so many things working against this man right now. So, you know, and when it comes to Michigan State, they finished 7-6 for the second consecutive year in 2019. So, I get where the perception is coming from. I totally understand it. And, you know, maybe this is good for Michigan State. Maybe this is good for Michigan State fans out there because, you know, I think that when you have so much success, with great success comes great expectation. And you start to look at your program and you expect your program to be at a high level every single year. And anything short of that is a failure. Now, I like that personally. Because it shows that your program is growing and it shows that you're changing, you know, the culture into a winning one. And you're not settling. You know, if you want to play with the big dogs, you got to expect to succeed like the big dogs. I love that. It's the Tom Izzo mentality, frankly. I mean, Tom Izzo loves being ranked high, even though he tries to downplay it at the same time. It's like a catch-22 for him. He loves to be in the conversation of being a blue blood in college basketball. But he doesn't want it to get to the heads of his players, so he tempers it a bit. But, you know, you should want to be in that conversation. And when you aren't, for Mel Tucker, this may be a good thing because when you aren't, it allows you to maybe fly under the radar a bit. You know, you may have teams out there, you may have programs and players underestimating you. And you can play with a chip on your shoulder, and you can play kind of free. When you don't have expectations to perform at a high level, you can kind of play free. You're not constantly thinking about living up to the hype, if you will. Living up to the great expectations of Spartan Nation. When you're only expected to win 4 games, you can just kind of let your hair down and go out there and play football. So we'll see what happens, man. And I'm just hoping that, you know, we get some college football this fall. I know, folks, it's isn't that tough to think about if we don't have college football in the fall? I don't even want to let that thought fester too much, but it could be a reality. And in the meantime, you know, we'll be watching closely to see just how Mel Tucker continues to build Michigan State football when it comes to commitments. And, you know, man, I mean, wouldn't that be something if they were able to land like a 5-star running back in Donovan Edwards? Well, if you look at other players like 4-star Rayshon Benny and, you know, the King brothers and Jalen Reed and Jamari Budden, it's exciting. It's exciting stuff, man. It truly is. And, you know, I feel like there is a jolt of energy within the program right now. And looking at Mel Tucker on social media, he seems like a really, really down-to-earth, personable guy who's with it, who's kind of hip, you know what I mean? I saw the Full House video of him and his staff. You know, they seem very relatable. And what I like about all of them is that they're all known to be very good recruiters. So we'll see what happens. But would you look at there? We are out of time, folks. Again, happy Wednesday to you all. Be smart. Stay safe. I'm your host, Al Martin. Also reminding you all to always, please, be easy, people.